This one goes out to the little downtown New Orleans diner. Not one place in particular, but a whole niche. These are the lunch counters for po' boys and plate lunches and short order breakfast sandwiches with the cheese melting out onto the wax paper. On one level, these are utility restaurants. They don't have much flash. They don't seem so extraordinary. But they are distinctive, and as time goes on and their numbers go down, it's worth taking a closer look. I've always had a soft spot for these joints. They're unsung, they have some age on them, they're accessible to just about anyone, and within the reliable rhythms of red bean Mondays and fried seafood Fridays, they give their own particular read on the food life of New Orleans. And they're more important to people than their low profile might suggest. Just watch the response when one of them changes. The most recent example is Frederick's. This is a deli on St. Charles Avenue, named for its founders, Fred and Rick. It followed the usual script: open early, handle the lunch rush, then close in the afternoon and the weekends, when the office buildings around it were mostly empty. Well, Fred and Rick retired last year. The new owners have been quietly making changes here, watching to see how things go. Only recently did they actually change the name. So the old Frederick's is now called Bienvenue Bar and Grill. And now, the place is revamping to align with some bigger changes around it in the CBD. As downtown offices are replaced by more hotels and more apartments, the new Bienvenue crew sees more need for quick bites and drinks after hours. They're slowly expanding the schedule here and building up the bar while still slinging those breakfast sandwiches, po'boys, and plate lunches. It's not drastic, but still, immediately, I heard from people interested in the fate of this little place, listing their favorite sandwiches, analyzing the changes the new owners have installed in the decor and the menu. Other places in the old downtown diner niche have rolled with the changes through the years, updating their menus or their look here and there, but retaining the same essential feel. There's Majoria's Commerce Restaurant, where the mechanical clang of the cash register is matched by the shouting over-the-counter banter of cooks and their regulars. There's Mike Cirio's on St. Charles Avenue and P&G Restaurant on Barone Street, where the ladies behind the chafing dish counter assemble seafood platters and po' boys right under your nose. And there's Lenny's Cafe on Barone Street, where the thick pastel plastic plates are loaded with hamburger steaks or chicken parm and little side salads of beets and greens. These downtown New Orleans diners might seem like time capsules, but that implies something closed, sealed, preserved. These are not. They're as vital as the next lunch rush and as liable to change as people's tastes, their habits, and the neighborhood around them. In a city with such a high-profile culinary scene, they would not seem to garner much attention. But people relate to them in a different way. It's their steady spot, sometimes their daily spot, the place where they don't spend much money, but do spend something invaluable, their lunch break. Learn more at wwno.org.